Welcome to Tool World. We're your hosts. I'm Gordon Ju.
And I'm David Ju, and we're here to discuss everything about IGF patterns. If you're interested in learning more, make sure to like the podcast.
Welcome back to another Tool World podcast. I'm your host, David Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju today.
You're always making fun of me, aren't you?
No, that's what I said. Anyways.
Well, how's it going there, Mr. Ju?
It's going okay.
It's just okay.
Just okay.
All right.
So, I was watching some of the students this last week, and...
On Zoom.
But even not in Zoom, even in person.
Yeah.
You know, same things, right? But I noticed a lot of the students go knife hand, and then if it's another knife hand, they'll just keep the hand open, right? Or even in Chung Mu, 1, 2, 3, 4, right?
Is that a style? Does some martial art do that? Do karate do that?
I don't think
I've looked at it enough of that to see if other martial arts schools do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Our students shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. So our students should be doing it because they should be relaxing the hand in between. But why is that? What's the reasons for relaxing the hand? It seems like logically, you know, in a quick thought, that the hand should just be open and go right into the next technique. But why should they be closed?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily should be closed. But in between movements, our body should be relaxed, really.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment of impact or that moment of contact, the technique has to be rigid,
mm-hmm.
right? So if I'm punching, I don't actually tense my hand until the moment it hits its target.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Otherwise, if it's clenched and it's like you're going to push it through as opposed to just letting it go. And so by clenching, we're talking about punching. For this example, is that when you hit the target and you tighten it at that moment, that's that snapping, flicking, let the power go out there,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So the hands should be slightly relaxed. Body should be slightly relaxed. Elbows, knees, right, should be relaxed in between mm-hmm. the movement. And so when you're doing a knife hand guarding block, that's the same thing. If it's open, then you're actually having to, just think about it. You could try it, but it's,
mm-hmm.
you have to actually control it
yeah.
as opposed to just letting it go. And then at that moment, you tighten it up,
mm-hmm.
right? So
right.
should the hands be closed or open? I think that it could be slightly open,
mm-hmm.
But I don't like it that way. I mean, it could be okay for like patterns. Could be the fist could be slightly closed or however you want to put your hand, how you want to clench your hand,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a Bruce Lee hand deal or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just at that moment in time when you hit the target, it's got to be in that position,
right?
I don't like it to be too loose because techniques kind of can, from a sparring or self-defense situation, techniques can come pretty fast. And if your hands are not ready and it's not ready to block it properly,
mm-hmm.
then you might get a jammed finger or the finger might get in the way, it could get broken or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of think that really the relaxed position of fish should be closed.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference between closed and striking is that when I strike, my fist turns like a white knuckle
mm-hmm.
versus regular.
Slightly brown.
Slightly yellow.
Slightly.
I don't know. Anyway, so the fist should be closed.
Mm-hmm.
How closed? Just relaxed, right? That's
yeah.
kind of what I'm saying.
Right.
Your thoughts?
Well, I think we might have talked about this before, but you know, having the hands open all the time could be dangerous.
Right.
Because it's just not as strong. Someone could grab it and control you that way.
Right, right. They can still do that anyway.
Yeah, but if you had the hands closed, what are they gonna,
yeah.
they're going to grab the fist and then try to squeeze the fist, right?
Right.
Just thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you were talking a little bit earlier about a flicking motion.
What is that book? I kind of think that techniques should be more like a whip. I think it kind of like when you flip a towel. Have you ever flipped a towel? You kind of roll it up and you fling it out. Mm-hmm. It's that when you fling it out and then you quickly jerk it back, it kind of gives it that snap. Mm-hmm. And that hurts.
Yeah.
Right? It's that. And so I think techniques should be kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a, it's basically relaxed. A towel is not harmful until you actually like flick it.
Yeah.
And at that moment, it's like rigid, like a whip.
Yeah.
And so I kind of think techniques, are, many techniques are like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
You just relax and then it explodes. That's, I kind of think of it as like flicking it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I noticed knife hands. Some people just kind of like, I don't know, it just looks flat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes I see people do knife hand where it's, obviously, if you're listening to the podcast, you won't be able to see it, but it's like it's arced or something.
Yeah.
And I think they're trying to emulate the instructors because a lot of times instructors have these big knuckles that stick up. And so it kind of looks like it's...
No, that's not me, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to push it down, but it's not coming down too well.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's got to be straight, but the palm has to be... firm, right?
And that,
and I think that's one of the problems with patterns in a way, is students emulate or they think that what they're doing, and so they just have their hands up, but it's not really strong. And so when they go to strike a knife hand, like on a board or something, it's like, oh,
yeah,
it's because they haven't really, first of all, they haven't conditioned it enough, and the other thing is that they don't have the hand rigid enough,
right?
And so they're not used to having it rigid. And so when we practice patterns, we have to try to simulate the movement itself. That it's, when you're punching, it can't just be out there with slight hole in between the fist, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be closed. It's got to be tight.
So you're saying you need to flex the palm as well?
Flex the palm so that you can feel that it's tight.
Right.
As opposed to just out.
Right.
You got to kind of like... I push it out, the palm out, and then I curve the fingers slightly in, so that I don't have this arc in the hand.
But yeah,
I'm tightening it here, and I'm curving the top part. Do the three fingers need to line up? Not for knife hand guarding blocks, but for flat fingertip thrust, you're supposed to get that lined up.
Yeah,
so that you hit the target properly.
Right. Well, let us know your thoughts on closing the hand in between knife hand strikes and knife hand blocks.
What about closing the foot?
I'm not sure what that would be, but...
Well, that's good. That could be another podcast because... or it could be this one. I don't know. Toes up or toes down on like a side piercing kick?
That's a good question. That seems like a whole other podcast
thing. Okay, well, maybe
we'll come back waiting.
Keep you waiting on that one.
Better write that down. But anyways, thanks for jumping in. Don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Take one.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
We hope that you enjoyed it. We hope to see you next time.